Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor the Human Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh. Every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Re-20, 20. Take some, take that one. I can eat some. Rocking in my little tie. Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lethal Refresh. We're here today. We're so here. It's been a week of rest and relaxation. But we're back and better than ever. I know we're gonna have you in joining us in a little bit. For now it's just me though. Today, sorry, my voice is messed up. Today, we are here, on the unceded and stolen territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, more specifically, the Musqueam peoples, in the city formerly colonially known as Vancouver. And, yeah, we've got a lot of music today. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on. A lot of stuff to talk about, but I think I should get right into it. Two tracks here to start us off that are really great, that I think everyone will love. Saya Gray, Canadian artist, I think from Toronto, either Toronto or somewhere else in Ontario, but Saya Gray, really great. Just released a new album, self-titled album called Saya. So we're going to play the second to last song, Exhaust the Topic. And after that, we've got a new Weather Day single, Weather Day Hornet Disaster. The album's coming out soon, I think. Hold on. Either next month or April, but it's been long enough. It's been 6 years, so I am very excited for it. There's a new single from that called Tiara, the third single. So we're going to play those two, and I hope you enjoy. See you on the other side. Bye.
Looking for good every day, it's a symptom of the system. looking for a love, love I've never given. Grew up a miracle, I cut the stem and learned to run the game.
Friend, let go, move forward, lost.
Anyways, hey, that was Kevin Gates. we really love Kevin Gates here at Lethal Refresh, so I thought I'd play a little video of his that he just dropped. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed those tracks. You just heard TR by Weather Day and Exhaust the Topic by Cy Gray. Those were awesome. I know Ewan's on the way, so very excited for his arrival. I saw a really good show that I thought I should mention with Danny. Sadly, Danny's not here, but shout out to Danny and Elisa for coming with me. At the Chan Center last week, we saw Benjamin Clementine, and it was amazing. It actually got canceled twice. It was supposed to happen in December, but he was sick. And then it got rescheduled to, I think, last Sunday? Yeah, it got rescheduled to last Sunday, and then there was a massive snowstorm on the East Coast, so the planes weren't flying, and he couldn't make it. But he rescheduled for the Tuesday, so 2 days after, and we finally got to see him, and it was really amazing. If you don't know who Benjamin Clementine is, he is... Let me try to explain a little bit. I always say chamber pop, but I don't know. None of these things really mean anything. So I will play one of his songs, though, so you can get a sense of what I mean. But it was really great. He had... He had on stage with him, he was playing piano, singing too. He had a percussionist who had like a combination of electronic percussion and like a kick drum. Like he was standing up and playing like multiple things at the same time and doing like these like microbeat stuff, and it sounded amazing. He had guitar player who was a little like low in the mix. Sadly, he's kind of got lost, but from what I heard, he was really good. And then he had a bass player who was also playing, I don't actually know, he was playing bass, like fretless bass sometimes, and then would switch to, I don't, I'm gonna be wrong when I say this, like electric cello or something. but sounded really incredible. And they were like really tight as a band. They were really amazing. So I'm really excited that we finally got to see them, and it was great. I feel like the Chan Center is always a great time. Like, just went and got like a glass of wine and then sat down and listened to really great music for like two and a half hours. It was amazing. And also this Friday night, there is a Alice Coltrane tribute show by her son, Ravi Coltrane, called Translinear Light. So if you're able to make it to that by chance, please do so, because I know it's going to be really, really good. And I will be there too. So, but I will play some Benjamin Clementine, though, to give you a little bit of a taste of what we heard. It was quite a wide variety. He has quite a wide variety of songs. There's a lot of like, I don't know, like his most recent single is definitely different from like what he was releasing 7, 8, 9 years ago. Like quite different, but amazing voice. Just like started going off. Amazing voice. Amazing band around him. And it was really great. So I'm going to play his new single. I don't know if it's preceding an album or anything, but it's called Toxicaliphobia. So we're going to play Toxicaliphobia by Benjamin Clementine. Then we're going to play Pinball by Hallelujah Hailu, who dropped Eternally More. It's a little bit of an extra of their last EP, just with some live versions and some acoustic versions of the songs. So we're going to play Pinball, the live version. And then we're going to play, there's a new Horse Girl album out called Phonetics On and On. So we're going to play Information Content by Horse Girl. So we're going to play those three and then we'll be back. But first I'm going to do, you'll hear a quick ad or two, and then we'll get to the tunes. So enjoy and see you on the other side. Goodbye.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show. Or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
When I was a child, I thought I won't sought after company. Disingenuous and obscure thing. Too hard to embrace. After 20, it became apparent. A compensating make believe. Better. pray for solitude before you fall for someone ever true. Toxic California, ready to transform you. Little things might scare you, drowning in insomnia. No one will tell you. Toxic California, toxic California.
Toxic California. It's a little awkward when you can directly see everyone in the audience.
they're selling chocolates.
Chocolate.
I can't read the mail because I'm foolish. I couldn't show up to my own video because I'm foolish. Have you seen the SpongeBob one?
I have, yeah.
I can't remember how that one goes. But anyway, you're back on Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9.
You are back.
And this is the voice of Jay. No. This is the voice of Ewan.
And I'm Ewan.
I mean, yeah. Do you ever do that? Do you ever switch, like, names with your friends?
Sometimes,
and then
yeah.
introduce? I did that once with a friend. We were at this party, and I switched it with my friend. And I'm from Calgary, and he's from Ottawa. So I say, hey, I'm David from Ottawa. So David has to say, hey, I'm Ewan from Calgary. And the guy that we had switched names for was like, oh my gosh, I'm from Calgary too. And he goes, what school do you go to? And David, not a native of Calgary, was like, And
that's,
he luckily saved
that's a
it
tough position.
By saying, I went to a school out of town, but it was very funny to be in that situation as a watcher.
I went to boarding school in England.
Yeah. Do you ever lie about, like, where you were from to, like, as a kid?
Did I lie as a kid? Or, like...
Lie about where you're from. Like, for example, no. I told someone for some reason that I was born in England, and then the next day, as a newborn, I came to Canada so I could seem more British, because I loved Doctor Who at the time.
The next day, I feel like that's illegal. I feel like you're not supposed to put a child, like a one day old, on a flight.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah,
anyway, I feel like I never did that, but that's really funny.
Lying is very funny. It'll get you everywhere.
Lying is fun.
What are we here?
Oh yeah, yeah. My bad. We just heard Information Content by Horse Girl.
Nice.
Before that, we heard Pinball, the live version. By Hallelujah Hallelu, and Toxic Heliphobia by Benjamin Clementine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is Benjamin Clementine Canadian?
No, he's British. He's British. Extremely British.
Okay. Maybe he was born in Canada and then came to the UK. No.
He was having dialogue with us the entire... Like, he was just talking about... He was like, oh, yeah, like... Because he got stuck in Toronto, like, mm-hmm. when the East was having the snowstorm last week.
Mm.
So he was like, oh yeah, like I hate Toronto. And then he went on like these like long kind of like rants, but it turned into like a comedy show. It was really silly.
Interesting. He started a YouTube channel where he's like, I complain, I rant.
Yeah, we ended up like the audience ended up telling him like that our insurance, like our car insurance is called BCAA.
Uh-huh.
And whenever something went wrong after, or he said something, he'd be like, oh, you got to call BCAA. He's a funny guy. He's very...
Damn, sounds very silly.
Yeah. Also, his opener, I completely forgot what the opener's name was. That's my bad.
Bend Over?
But the opener just after a song, He's from New York. He asked the audience. This is an audience full of people not like myself.
Not like
let's
us.
Let's just say not like us. Mm-hmm. Maybe even older. Maybe even like really older.
I see.
But first thing he said after the song ended was, what do you guys think of polyamory?
Nice.
You ever been in a polyamorous relationship?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said, the first thing after the song ended.
Nice.
And it was really awkward, but shut up.
Maybe some people had asked some questions last night. Although, you know, if you're older, you've lived a longer life than us. You may have had more opportunities to experience or think about polyamory.
This is true.
You know?
This is true.
I mean, I think like... When you talk to someone who's older than you, it's often surprising how many life experiences they've had. You're like, you did that? You went there? You met that person?
It's true. Like, you assume people don't do things, but then you talk to them.
So also, because we're so, like, I don't know, like 90% of my relationships are people my age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like old people are like a treasure trove.
What?
No, of information.
I just think it's like... so funny. No, it's true. And people are always looking for someone to chat with. So
yeah.
Yeah. Make a friend outside of your age group. They could be 10 years. They could be 20 years. They could be 40 years.
Yeah.
Even you could be at the age of 60 and you can make a friend 40 years older than you.
Just don't.
Speaking of,
meet them online.
Marshall
Mathers?
No, the one we played last week, Marshall Allen, the saxophonist.
Oh yeah.
I didn't realize he was 100 when he was announcing that album when the album came out.
Yeah, he's 100 now. He was
holy moly.
After Sun Ra died in the 90s, he's been leading the Sunrise Orchestra.
Yeah.
Since then,
I mean,
he's 100 now.
You can kind of hear it in his voice. A little bit, like you can kind of hear his. That's one of my. It sounds weird, but like when an artist gets older, sometimes it's easier to hear their like pauses and breaths.
Yeah.
compared to like when they're fresh out of school and they're like a machine, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So like that, like when he's playing, I can hear his lungs, kind of.
Apparently, he was playing like. I looked at the credits on the album. It says he's playing like electronic wind instruments.
That's crazy.
On the album. So like he's like.
Stole Andre 3000 style.
No, yeah, that's, but he's 100. Amazing. Yeah.
Good for him.
Shout out.
Yeah. I was thinking also of like with that album. For some reason, I was thinking of the last Ryuichi Sakamoto album.
Oh.
Where you can hear his like fingers.
Yeah. It's like that on the last Pharoah Sanders release. The one with the, it's called Promises. With okay. Floating points and
is it the, one
the London the, Symphony Orchestra?
The levels. It's like yeah. Levels. Yeah.
Yeah, that one you can like hear, like when he's doing stuff, you can like hear him pressing the keys on the sax. Yeah. It's really.
Not to say this may be Marshall Allen's last album, we wish him a long and prosperous life. Sorry, that's. I just don't. It sounded kind of worrying.
Premonition.
Yeah, premonitious. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shout out. But, We got more music.
Yes.
I think, did you add this one? It was I Love You So Much.
Yes, from Edmonton.
From Edmonton.
Rapper, I Love You So Much. But what's up? Hey. Rapper, I Love You So Much from Edmonton. This track is more laid back piano track, but I liked it. I thought it was really good. And I've been wanting to talk about I Love You So Much and share it with friends because Edmonton is a pretty awesome place. It's not an awesome place, but it is an awesome place. It, like, sucks to live in, but a lot of good musicians come out of it.
Wait, Harmela, you should comment on this.
Some good musicians, some not-so-good people. Jordan Peterson's from Edmonton.
Did you say Jordan Peters from Edmonton?
He is from Edmonton.
What are your thoughts on Edmonton? Is it Edmonton?
Marshall McLuhan's from Edmonton.
Edmonton is a great place to go if you want to see a shopping outlet and a river and have a big family.
Yep. And you want to get, like, depression.
And, sorry, I'm also on the phone. The person I'm on the phone with said it's a great place to leave.
To leave?
Yeah, it's a good place to leave. And that's why so many good bands leave there. I Hate Sex is from Edmonton as well.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, they're a great band.
Are you talking about Wacko Dreamer right now?
Wacko Dreamer.
Never mind. You don't know this one?
Yeah.
They are an artist.
Well, there you go. Another artist from Edmonton. By the way, I love your headphones.
Thank you.
Thought they were earmuffs, but they're like so sick.
No, they are earmuffs. You're right.
Wait, but then.
And then look.
Oh my gosh.
I got AirPods underneath my earmuffs.
Wow. But I believed, you should have let me believe the lie.
So
and then the whole time I would have been like, I need to get those crazy headphone earmuffs. But
I'll
it's okay.
It
I appreciate the truth.
No problem. When you forget, then I'll just keep the lie up.
Yeah, I forget quite easily. So.
Thank you, Harmela.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank
Enjoy
you for
the Edmonton.
Enjoy it. But we're gonna play we're gonna play Revengeance by I Love You So Much. Then we're gonna play I Don't Wanna Hurt Him, I Like Him by Gore Girl and 80.
Another great track.
84-85. I don't know.
84-85 is amazing. And Gore Girl I haven't heard of, but this track is pretty fun.
And then we're gonna play Wrong Planet by Ribbon Skirt.
From Yaya.
That was Yaya's pick.
I forget where this artist is from.
Ribbon Skirt, they're
Canadian though, I think.
Yeah, they're Canadian. They have a lot of listeners in Montreal. Yeah, Montreal.
Yeah.
From Montreal. But so we're gonna play We're going to play. One second. We're going to play those two songs and then Wrong Planet by Ribbon Skirt. So we're going to play those a quick ad or two before, and then we'll get to them. So enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show, but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
I like what we had going on. I like that John Days went tattoo. And I knew that wouldn't last. And in time I cope with that. But for now, I think it's best if we let it set. Cause I just want my revenge. La 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 la. In the end, it don't seem to matter that much now. La 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 la. I climb back out of hell. I know you know that I just want my revenge. I think it's all cut in pace. I'm waiting for you to put me in my. Cause I forget your face. It don't matter anyway. So for now, I think it's best if we let it set. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. Mwah. You just heard three songs there. You heard Wrong Planet by Ribbon Skirt, I Don't Want Him, I Like Him by Gore Girl and 8045, and Revengeance by I Love You So Much. That's it for today, but we have Chris Horrific of Parts Unknown.
Yay!
Up next. So enjoy.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next Monday.
See you next Monday for Goodbye. More refreshing tracks.
For more refreshing tracks. Goodbye.
Bye.